How much does birth order impact your personality? A lot, according to a new study. Researchers have found that children born first are more likely than their younger siblings to become CEOs or government officials. Joining us to discuss is firstborn Derek Thompson. He's senior editor at The Atlantic, and he joins us from New York. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Jeremy.
And we'll get to you and your firstborn story in a minute, but first tell us about this research.
Yeah, there's long been this idea that older and younger siblings have certain characteristics that might be explained by genetics or environment. The stereotype, I think, has been that older siblings are a little bit smarter, a little bit more organized, and younger siblings are a little more wayward or more experimental. This study, which looked at registry data of Swedish men, found that, yes, indeed, these stereotypes do hold up in the data. Firstborn children are 30% more likely to be top managers. Later-born children are much more likely to be self-employed. Older siblings tend to be more natural leaders. They have more leadership ability, more social ability than their younger siblings.
So do you fit this mold?
I do not. I can imagine some listeners thinking, you know, these surveys don't describe my family, and I'll level with them. They don't describe my family either. My sister, who's 2.5 years younger, much more organized than I am, much more type A, has much better habits. So my theory had always been, before I sort of dipped into this data, what I called the first pancake theory, the idea that the first pancake is always a little bit messed up, and then you sort of master the pour and the flip, and the later pancakes turn out better. But now, having spent a lot of time with this data, both in Sweden and in the U.S. in these international surveys, it turns out that people are not pancakes. Pancakes get better as they go, but there seem to be clear benefits to being a firstborn.
Now, this isn't the first time that researchers have looked into this very issue. There's been a lot of research on how firstborns differ from later kids. Aside from job outcomes, what does the data tell us about firstborns?
Yeah, international surveys seem to find that firstborns around the world have higher IQs. They perform better in school. They're considered more accomplished by their parents. And in case you're thinking, well, that's just, you know, their parents' evaluation. Well, no. Even when researchers evaluate them, firstborns tend to have higher educational attainment, higher earnings. They stay in school longer. They earn more. They even have higher IQ. They're likely to be healthier. And this study that looked in, that looked at Swedish registry data found that, you know, it's not just the cognitive abilities that decline with birth order. It's non-cognitive abilities too. Firstborns seem to be more emotionally stable and, as I said, have better leadership ability. So across the board, really, it found a lot of advantages to being a firstborn child.
What are the theories about why?
There are a lot. And let me boil it down into two words: attention and competition. Attention is the idea that earlier born siblings enjoy more time, care, and attention than later born siblings, simply because attention for later born siblings is divided between fewer kids. It's possible that the parents themselves just get a little bit lazy, that they sort of, they have the first child, they buy 100 books, they're freaked out about making sure that it turns out perfectly, they commit to memory the first chapter of Battle Hymn of the Tiger Mother. But by the second or third child, they've sort of chilled out a little bit, and they feel like they know how to do this. The second theory, though, which I find really interesting and sort of economic in a way, is a theory of competition. It's this idea that older and younger kids play specific roles in the family, and older siblings often have to teach their younger brothers and sisters how to behave, and this sort of instills in them a sense of leadership. Younger siblings, however, have to compete a little bit more for their parents' attention. By definition, they're competing amongst lots of children. And as a result, they have to learn how to be a little bit more sociable, a little more easygoing, a little more innovative about filling that niche. And as a result, they might be more likely to go into self-employed occupations rather than clear leadership roles.
Is it possible, though, that there's something genetic going on, that the firstborn child is getting something that the others are not?
Yeah, the short answer to this question is that they have tested this a lot, but it seems like this is a nurture rather than a nature thing. They've tested the role of biology on personality differences, but this effect, this birth order effect, appears to be driven almost exclusively by environmental factors. That is to say, the situation of having older siblings or having parents whose attention is divided among many, many kids.
And getting all hand-me-downs if you are not
exactly,
the firstborn
right.
child. What does this tell us more broadly, Derek, about what impacts a child as he or she is growing up?
Yeah, I think the implications here are sneakily profound. You know, we know that children have what developmental psychologists sometimes call a sensitive period, where they are extremely sensitive to their environments. This is true for exposure to lead. It's true for the impact of divorces among young kids, on violence in neighborhoods with young children. That when we're extremely young, we are unbelievably sensitive to our environments, and that sensitivity can play an enormous role on how we behave later in life. The occupations we go into, the amount of money that we make, the sort of people that we become, the personalities that we develop. And so it seems like simply having an older brother or having a younger sister at the age of 4, 5, 6 might make an enormous difference on sort of interpersonal intelligence, how we see ourselves in the world and the niche we try to make of it.
That's Derek Thompson, senior editor at The Atlantic. Derek, I'm a second child, so none of that applies to me. Thanks as always.
Thank you.